Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. Lord, I'm coming home for you. Here I come. Alabama. Yeah, we're rolling. Oh, Greg. Yes, this is the end of all beginnings. A place for the heartless to take heart and the hopeless to do something different than they're already doing. Today's show is going to be quite a bit different. Greg will be assisting me quite a bit with some, they call them cue cards, and he will hold them up to remind me of what, do you think? Children's fairy tales. And we are going to be presenting these children's classics, the favorite fairy tales of many children, at least when I was growing up. And we will present them in an interesting new popular format, sine wave speech. Sine wave speech was developed mainly as a research tool, but not so, right, Greg?
We're rolling.
Greg! I know we're rolling, Greg, but just now I'm all thrown off, Greg. What were we even talking about?
Yeah, fairy tale. Yeah, rolling.
Right, fairy tales. And what's that other thing? God damn it, Greg. We were talking about children's fairy tales, god damn it. And
Sine wave speech. We're rolling.
Right. It's a sine wave speech. It's a research tool, but now it has become, like many things, extremely popular way to tell children's stories. And we'll kind of go back and forth today. Some regular storytelling, and then you will hear popular fairy tales from yesteryears gone by, done with sine wave speech. Very popular. Get your children, gather them around the set, and let's start in. I don't remember most of these fairy tales, so we made some cards up that Greg's gonna... Okay, he's holding the...
Yeah, we're rolling.
Greg! This show is gonna... It's gonna go on forever if you don't just say we're rolling. You don't even have to say it. Just hold up the... Okay. Okay. Red Riding Hood. This is the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Dress up in, it's kind of creepy, kids, so fasten your seatbelts. This big bad wolf, he would dress up in old women's clothing. That's what I was warning you, kids, is the creepiest part of all. And then he would, I think, he would try to lure Little Red Riding Hood into a sort of a, some kind of a trap. Not like a bear trap that would snap on your feet, but a, I can't remember quite, but some kind of a trap. And then it was in this old lady outfit. Okay, Greg's holding up another card here. I guess we've got to keep moving. And the next fairy tale is called The Three Little Pigs.
There was a baby bear, and a mama bear, and a papa bear. And they each had a bed that fit them perfectly. And the three little pigs, one day the bears were not home. And the three little pigs, they snuck into that bear's house. If you can believe it.
Kind of a, they would, kids, by today's standards, they would call this breaking and entering. But these three little pigs, they essentially home invade these three bears, but they're not there. So I don't think legally it's not a home invasion, but it's...
Technicality.
That's right, Greg. It'd be just a technicality, but let's call it a, just for the kids, let's call it a home invasion. Makes it more appealing to kids these days, because they like Ice Tea and Run DMC, and they listen to that. They like to hear about home invasions. So these three little pigs, they come in the house and they're each lying in one of the beds, and the bears come home and they go,
"Who's been sleeping in my bed?"
Well, wait, the pigs must have, something's wrong here, Greg. The pigs must have left by now. But because if they're saying, I mean, do the math, Greg. If they're saying, who's been, that's past tense, Greg, if the pigs are still there. Anyway, I see you're waving a new card, Greg. And this is the story of the Emperor's New Clothes. And the Emperor got himself outfitted with a terrific new outfit, and it had, I think it was plaid. It was like one of those real ugly golfing outfits. A lot of plaid and the real short pants. I used to have a Three Stooges poster, and Shemp was wearing pants like this.
Curly, we're rolling.
I think you had that same poster, Greg. I remember at your house once, we saw that poster, and I think it is Curly and Mo. They're all wearing these. Anyway, this is the, and there's hats too. That's what the Emperor's new clothes were like. And the Emperor thought, I'm going to show off my new clothes and I'm going to sponsor a parade. He took that main parade route, and he invited everyone in the kingdom, including his most bitter, ugly rivals, rude, a-hole enemies. He invited them all, and everyone said, oh, Oh, King, what a... Wait, isn't he... Greg, am I...
He's naked. He's naked.
Oh, he's naked? Are you sure he's... Why would they have a kid's story about a naked man? That doesn't seem like it would really, be... I hate that word appropriate, but I think it kind of applies here. Naked man. Are you sure? What about this plaid stuff we were talking about?
No, that's not right. We're rolling.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're not. I'm starting to think you are right. That's not right. Because the story goes, oh, Greg, you're waving the next card. I guess I'm just going to move along here. I'm going to try to pick up the pace a little bit. And this is the story about Babe Ruth. And this isn't so much a fairy tale as it is a...
Sports legend. We're rolling.
It is, Greg. It's a famous sports legend. And there was a Babe Ruth. He was a famous baseball player. And there was some boy who was sick in a hospital. This boy was sick as a dog. And he said, the famous part is, Greg, don't wave the card. Just hold it up there. I'm going to finish this part about Babe Ruth. Kids need to know about Babe Ruth, Greg, because...
Yeah, Great Bambino. The Great Bambino. Yeah, we're rolling.
Right. That's what he's known as, the Great Bambino. But, Greg, I can't finish the story if you're going to be waving those cards. It's too distracting. Anyway, oh, Greg, I'm all... Oh, Greg, I'm all just, I can't even, that's what it is. Babe Ruth, well, forget it. Let's move on to the next card you're holding up. And I see it has a single word, a very, let's say, Eastern European sounding name. And that's what the prince would say when he tried to come and rescue her. Rapunzel was, if you remember this one, kids, I don't even know if they tell this one to kids anymore. Rapunzel was
trapped. She's a slave. Trapped as a slave.
Right, Greg. She was trapped in the top of this tower, and she was told to she was trapped there by a midget, I believe. An evil midget. And he kept her up there and said, I want you to spin gold. I think that's right. That doesn't sound right, Greg, but...
Yep, spinning gold. Yeah, we're rolling.
It was spinning gold. Okay. That doesn't sound right to me, but he had her, this evil midget. Oh, he was evil. Sick man. Kids, this midget was sick. Some of you kids are about the height of this midget. And you can picture how bad you are. Imagine how bad an evil midget was, who was your same height. But this dramatic prince, he would come and he would say he would shout at the bottom of the tower, and then she, how does this one go, Greg? She somehow, Greg, quit waving those things. I'm trying to finish the Rapunzel story. Eventually her hair gets long enough and she somehow climbs down, which I don't know how she could climb down her own hair. Maybe the elegant guy comes and rescues her. And I think he just massacres that midget. But we can cut that part out for the, if the real little kids are here, we'll cut that part out. But believe me, he massacred that midget, whatever your parents tell you, kids.
Yeah, slaughterhouse. It was like a slaughterhouse.
That's right, Greg. It was like a freaking slaughterhouse in there. And then, so then they just walked down the stairs. But I see you're waving another card, Greg. Let's keep moving with this. It's called, the next one is called Billy Goat's Gruff. This is about a kind of character you don't hear from very often. And he is called a troll. And the troll lives right under the bridge. And he makes it kind of like where homeless people live now. He makes it virtually, well, some of them do this too. When I'm trying to get to the hospital, there's a guy who's, he's not under the bridge, but he's right up there. And he comes, you're turning that corner, he comes right up to your window. And I, kids, I kind of feel like these Billy Goats Gruff, as you'll hear in a minute or two. But, Greg, quit, don't wave the cards like that. I got to finish one thing before we do the next thing. There's a lot of fairy tales to get through, Greg. And if you keep distracting me. Anyway, Billy Goat's Gruff. The Billy Goat would try to cross the bridge and the troll would stop him. And sorry about that.
Yeah, take a lozenge. Yeah, we're rolling.
If I had a effing lozenge, I'd take it, Greg. But we didn't plan ahead for this show. And I didn't know I was going to be getting interrupted so much. So that's what all the problems are coming from, I think. I don't want to blame it all on you, Greg, but I don't remember a lot of this stuff like as much as I thought I did. Anyway, these three Billy Goats Gruff, and they are gruff, but it doesn't matter because this troll is worse than they are. So, anyhow, there's some shenanigans with that, I'm sure. And the troll gets done in, there's not a lot of hacking and bloodshed like with that evil midget guy in the Rapunzel story, but they do him in real good. Now, Greg's waving another card, wildly. Like, did you have too much coffee this morning, Greg? Kind of seems like, are you trying to rush the show along because you got to go to the bathroom or something? To be honest, I'm kind of in the same boat here. So we'll try to move this thing right along. Chicken Little. And she goes,
the sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
And Chicken Little, she's a little S-H-I double toothpicks kind of thing. She runs all around town and she's telling everybody how
the sky is falling. The sky is falling.
And everybody's like, Chicken Little, get out of here because we don't want to hear your BS anymore. You've been saying the same thing 24/7 for the last months. We know it's not falling. It's just we don't even know where you get that idea. But all right, Greg, I'm just gonna whenever you wave the card, I'll just start the new story. Apollo 11. That was not a fairy tale, although some people say it is a fairy tale. But I saw one man, he said it was a made up story, and Buzz Aldrin punched him right in the face. It was one of the happiest moments of my entire adult life. This kid, some snotty college kid, and he's going on and on about the moon landing, and it was a fake. And Buzz Aldrin, and he was about 89 years old when this happened. The kid was about 28 and in the peak of health. and Buzz Aldrin just punched that kid right in the chops. It was like a liftoff. It was like, Houston, we've got a problem with that kid. Anyway, you can't wave it. Greg, I can't cut this one short. This is Americana, Greg. Just hold it. Hold it a second. Hold it. The cherry tree. Yeah, that's next. We'll get to that one too, Greg. Some of these are fairy tales and some are more like American history. But it was the moon landing. It was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and the one other third guy that no one can remember his name. But he accomplished something dramatic by they all got to the moon. When they get there, get this, kids, they were connected. We watched it on TV when I was a kid. And they step out of they called it the lunar module. And they stepped out onto the moon. And Greg, hold it a minute. You know this is an important one, Gary. You know this is an important one, Greg. Neil Armstrong, he steps out onto the moon and he goes, "This is one small step for mankind and one giant." No, he didn't. I got it wrong. I get kind of choked up when I hear about it. Whatever, Greg, we'll rush on to the next thing now. George Washington, and he chops down this cherry tree. And I don't know why, it wasn't even, he just did it. And his dad comes out, and that guy is, you can picture his, you know, the kind of powdered wig George Washington had. Imagine, I can only imagine the size of the powdered wig his father would have been wearing. Just gigantic. And the powder would have been puffing all over the farm as he stormed out toward little George Washington. And he said, "George, why did you cut down the cherry tree?" No, he didn't. He said, "George, who cut down the cherry tree?" That's what he did. And that wig was just towering over little George's head. Powder. He probably looked like he was covered in cocaine, like Tony Montana in Scarface. But it was powder from his dad's wig. And he said, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. It was I who cut down the cherry tree." And Greg, I hope the kids are enjoying this sine wave speech, because these stories are classics, but kids like a modern spin on stories. And so that's why we're telling it with sine wave speech. Very, very, very popular, Greg. Have you heard this new sine wave speech, Greg? Greg, have you, this, what we're doing here, this sine wave speech for the fairy tales, have you heard that before? Or do you have, are you, you're not on iTunes or something, are you, Greg? Because you're not even looking up right now. Don't we have one more card? Greg!
Yep, rolling.
Greg, we know we're rolling. Just take those headphones off, put the other headphones on, and hold up the last card. There's something else we got to cover. I can't remember what it is. Of course, maybe the most famous one of all, the seven dwarves and Snow White. There were seven dwarves. There sure are a lot of dwarves and midgets in these stories, and trolls. Anyhow, there were these seven dwarves, and they were named, I don't remember the exact names, but it's like, I'll try to do all seven.
Ricky,
A couple of those are right, actually, I think. One had the name of an adjective. His name was like Sharpie or something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, these dwarves, like all the others in these stories, were freaking pissed. And Snow White came home, and I believe she'd turned into a witch or something like that. But she came in, and she stepped in the door, and as she stepped in, she said, "This is one giant step for man." No, she said, "This is one step for man and one giant leap for mankind." And the dwarves descended on her, and they tore her limb from limb. That story's got a real ugly ending. It's in the original, but they kind of sweeten it up, or what do you...
Gloss over it. Yeah, we're rolling.
Yeah, they gloss over it, but the ending of that story is ugly. Anyway, this has been the end of All Beginnings, a place for the heartless to take heart and the hopeless to do something different than they're already doing. Greg, next time we do those cards, that's okay, but, you know, wave them a little bit to get my attention, but not like you were doing it. You were like a madman out there. You were waving them, and I thought you would, at one point, I thought you'd kind of lost your mind.
Sorry. Second. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.